WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, welcome back to The Stoic Way. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and let me tell you, today's topic hits close to home. Ever feel like your emotions are running the show? Like 1 minute you're on top of the world, and the next you're spiraling into a pit of despair over spilled coffee. Yeah, we've all been there. But what if I told you that understanding and managing our emotions is key to not just surviving, but actually thriving in this crazy world we live in? That's exactly what we're diving into today, how to become the captain of your emotional ship instead of a passenger tossed about by every wave. Now, before we get started, remember that Stoicism isn't about becoming emotionless robots. It's about recognizing our emotions, understanding their triggers, and choosing how we respond to them. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let your car run on empty, right? You need fuel to keep going. Well, emotions are kind of like that fuel. They give us energy and drive. But if we let them overwhelm us, they can lead us astray. So, what are some key takeaways from a Stoic approach to emotions? First, awareness is everything. Before you can manage your emotions, you need to know what's going on in the first place. Pay attention to your body, that tightness in your chest when you're anxious, the butterflies in your stomach before a big presentation, even the feeling of joy bubbling up when you hear good news. Recognize those physical sensations and try to identify the emotion they are connected to. Think of it like becoming a detective of your own emotional landscape. Second, don't let emotions control your actions. We've all been there, angry at someone, we lash out, feeling sad, we isolate ourselves. But Stoicism teaches us that our reactions don't have to be automatic. Take a pause before you act, even if it's just for a few seconds. Ask yourself, is this reaction truly serving me in the long run? Or am I letting my emotions dictate my behavior? Remember, you have the power to choose how you respond, even in challenging situations. Third, remember that your emotions are temporary. Think of them like clouds passing over the sky, they come and go. Even those intense feelings of anger, sadness, or fear won't last forever. Acknowledge their presence, but don't let them define your entire experience. Remind yourself that this feeling is fleeting, it'll pass, and you'll be okay. Fourth, focus on what you can control. You can't control external events, traffic jams, bad weather, other people's actions. What you can control is your own thoughts, words, and actions. Instead of dwelling on things outside your sphere of influence, channel your energy into what you can change. That sense of agency and control can be incredibly empowering. Finally, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, just like you would be to a good friend going through a tough time. Recognize that everyone experiences a range of emotions, and it's okay to not be okay sometimes. Allow yourself space to feel your feelings without judgment, and remember that you're not alone in this journey. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you are at work, and suddenly you receive an unexpected email that throws a wrench into your day. Maybe it's bad news about a project, or a deadline gets pushed up. You feel your heart start to race, frustration creeping in, and thoughts of how am I going to handle this swirling around your head. Sound familiar? Now, what would a Stoic approach look like in this situation? First, take a deep breath. Acknowledge the feeling, yeah, it's frustrating, but don't let it hijack your entire day. Remind yourself that this is temporary, and you've handled challenges before. Then, shift your focus to what you can control. Can you delegate tasks? Brainstorm solutions? Talk to your boss for clarification? By taking action, even small steps, you regain a sense of control and move from feeling overwhelmed to empowered. So, let's recap. Understanding and managing our emotions is like learning a new language. It takes practice, patience, and self-compassion. But the rewards are immense. We become more resilient, less reactive, and ultimately happier. Remember, you're not just surviving life, you're thriving in it. And now for the big question, what will you do with this newfound wisdom? Take a moment to reflect on one emotion that often throws you off balance. What triggers it? How do you typically react? And how could you apply the Stoic principles we discussed today to navigate that situation differently next time? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. And remember, don't forget to subscribe and hit that notification bell so you never miss an episode of The Stoic Way. Until next time, stay grounded, stay calm, and keep on living with intention.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.